Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more, from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Perfectly Square Interiors.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 3:05. You're listening to 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven. And we're coming to you from the WGHN Everything Expo, Everything and More 2024. We have all sorts of businesses here. We've been here since 9 o'clock. We'll be here for one more hour. And what we're doing is we're talking to these various businesses about what they do and what they're doing out here. And so we have right now from Perfectly Square, introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, I am Rebecca Perry. I work with Perfectly Square Exteriors.
Perfectly Square Exteriors. Now, when I hear Perfectly Square, I'm thinking, well, balanced, orderly exteriors, because we're perfectly square. What do you guys do?
We are a roofing, windows, siding, gutter, and decking company.
Right.
So we do everything on the outside of the home.
Okay, so thus you have to be perfectly square.
Exactly.
Okay. And so, yeah, because you're getting into areas of fine measurements and things like that, so it has to be...
Yep, perfect. Spot on.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Okay. I don't want to put on a deck and then it be crooked for you.
Exactly. Well, you don't want, because the thing is, even if it's off by like a millimeter or something, somebody's going to go, I noticed that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, okay, where is your coverage area? Where do you folks work at?
So our office is based out of Grand Haven. We're just on Robbins Road right next door to Scoops.
Oh.
And we service all the way to Ludington, all the way down to the South Haven area and over into Lansing as well.
Okay. So. Are you in the old... it used to be an insurance place.
Yep.
That little tiny building right next to Scoops.
That little house that's right next door. It looks like a little white house there.
Oh, yep. That's been a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's a U-lock storage there. A lot of people come knocking on the door.
Yeah, there's that guy. Well, no, there's the guy at the U-lock. There's a guy at the U-lock who, if you drive by, he has like a perpetual yard sale. He's had it for like 15 years.
Yeah, he's in the green truck. He's always there. I see him all the time. He just waves as he's out there.
He puts up a sign and he sits there. Yes, people come in and, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you know, we're trying to run a business and this guy over here having a yard sale, but that's all right. Okay, so you take care of all the things on the outside of the house, and I imagine we're getting to the busy part of this year because, you know, we're coming out of the winter. I guess the first couple warm weekends, people start calling you up. They're like, hey, we'd like you to look at blank.
Yes, so springtime is obviously the biggest time of the year for home improvement. We get a lot of people that are looking into roofing. They want to look at doing their siding because of the different colors that are coming up. Obviously, we've had a long winter, so we're tired of seeing the drown out, you know, white and browns, and people are wanting to see some color pop. So, the roofing is a big thing, siding, windows, and decking has been a big thing as well, and along with gutters.
What is the, I mean, do you have a certain brand of window that you use, or do you just use whatever the client wants to use, or like what's your go-to window there?
Typically, we try to work with whatever's best for the client, so we just try to make suggestions that are based on their needs. I wouldn't say that we have a go-to window, but I could say that we offer a wide variety to help them figure out what's best suited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not like Pella or whatever.
Right. Pella's a great window.
Nothing wrong with Pella.
No.
We love us some Pella.
No, but there's also, you know, Silverline or Alliance. It just depends on what the homeowner wants.
Okay. Let's talk a little siding, because I haven't talked siding with anybody here today. Anything new or exciting in siding? What's going on with siding?
Siding has, so we work with Royal Exteriors siding, and the biggest colors that I've been brought to attention this year, for me anyways, has been the chocolates and the indigo colors. In fact, somebody today actually Facebook messaged me with a color that was chocolate and tuxedo. They wanted a black siding. That has been a big thing this year.
Black siding?
It's actually really sharp when it's done.
Dark black?
Yeah. Yep, it literally looks like a tuxedo colored siding. And
with like a little white trim here and there?
Yeah, a little white trim here and there.
So your house looks like it's dressed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh, black.
So that's been a color. People have been really interested in the regatta color, which is more of like a light blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they do white trim, or they do, you know, some you know, maybe darker blues for the shutters.
Okay.
Just kind of making it pop out a little bit. But I would say blues and grays are probably the biggest ones that are purchased the most.
Okay. Huh. It's interesting. I know something when you're talking about these colors, because, you know, the, like in my day, when I grew up in the 1800s, we had blue, we had brown, whatever, and you're saying like ricotta and
yeah,
all these fancy,
yeah.
and it's like.
They have changed it so much in the last, I would say, 15 years. I've been doing this for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And I would say in the last 15 years, they've come out with probably over 30 or 40 colors since I started.
Huh.
And it's kind of funny to watch it grow in a way, because you wouldn't think of, you know, looking at a house that's black,
yeah,
and thinking that, you
well,
know.
Well, I would think of like it sucking up all the sun and
well,
the heat. Yeah,
you think, but it doesn't.
Oh.
It really doesn't.
Hmm.
And I've gone through some parts of Hudsonville where I actually drove past a house the other day that was actually that color, and then they had a darker colored post,
oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Hmm.
But it looked really sharp. I thought, well, if it's a fancy awning, why not?
Okay. What's new in roofs? What's going on with roofs?
Roofing. We still have the great colors, HDZ Timberline. We have Ultra, so we can make things pop out a little bit more or make it a little more 3D dimensional for a customer.
Mm-hmm.
We have been coming out and doing free inspections and just looking and seeing what people got going on, and mm-hmm. we're showing them all the different options they can go with.
Okay. How many people do you have over there? It's not just you doing all this stuff.
Oh, God, no. I was going crazy.
Yeah.
No, we actually have a staff of about 30 to 40
people. Oh, okay. So it's not just you. I had visions of you, like, you know, working on the roofs and the gutters and things. It's not just you.
No. You do not want me on your roof.
Okay. Right.
you want my guy up there.
Okay. All right. But now, how did you wind up? You said you've been here in 25 years. How did you wind up doing this?
So I actually started out as a telemarketer.
Ah.
And I just grew at that point from mm-hmm. my position.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a drywaller for 45 years.
So you had a little bit of a knowledge of things.
Yep, a little bit of knowledge. And then I moved back into Michigan. I'm actually originally from Ohio.
Oh.
And when I moved to Michigan.
O-H.
O-H-I-O.
That's right.
Yeah. So I moved back into Michigan, and I found a company that I worked with for about five, six years,
mm-hmm.
did telemarketing, and then started on events and, just doing some more marketing campaigns,
mm-hmm.
and I started learning more about the products and things, and
yeah.
kind of grew to where I'm at.
So. Okay. Have they ever had you swing a hammer?
Oh, God, I've swung a hammer before, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So they've had you out there hammering and nailing around and things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've been doing it quite some time. I've worked for, you know, another company where I did drywalling, did painting and flooring. So
when you're talking to people, then you have a perspective because you've actually done it.
Because, I've actually done it, yes.
Because I've had that, too, in what I do, where if you're talking to somebody, if you've not actually done what I've done, it's really hard for you to tell me what to do.
Exactly. Like, yeah. There are certain things that you might want to tell me about, and I look at you like,
yeah.
you know what, I love what I'm hearing, but I may not be able to tell you all the
yeah.
things there, but I can say, for the most part, that I could tell most people what to do with their
okay. home. What is the, do you know what the oldest house is you've worked on? I always like asking people in this building business, what is the oldest structure you've ever worked on? Because it just goes to show how well built some things were.
I worked on a house that was from the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
It was over in the Middleville area, just over off of a little lake. We actually had to take a pontoon boat, and the pontoon boat wasn't exactly the best one. It came from the homeowner, and it was kind of sinking to one side.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're hauling material, we're kind of, you know, chugging along. But we got to the house, and on the inside, big cathedral ceilings. There was lots of windows, lots of things to go around. We actually installed the flooring there, and we did quite a bit of work on that home.
Wow. So then, wait a minute, all the supplies that you had to load up on a pontoon?
Yep, on a pontoon.
So you had to do multiple trips, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So then you had to take everything out to the island, and then, well, geez,
yeah.
that's like a counterproductive day.
Yeah.
Because you spent half the day getting there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, geez.
So it's a lot more than just coming there and doing the quote and looking at things. When we do the work, we really do the work.
Sure. Okay, so wait a minute. This house is on, was somebody living in this house?
Yeah, it's more their summertime home.
I was going to say, where do they park their car? You park it on the main lane, take the pontoon over?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Get the heck out.
Yeah, there's a little area where they park, and they have a pontoon, and it takes them right to their home.
Well, then if there's a medical emergency, they're hosed. No pun intended.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
Swimming.
Okay, so it was the house, and it had the yard and the whole shebang.
Yep.
And then the driveway and stuff, or the car, was they would just park, like, on the shore.
Yep.
And they just live there in the summertime. So
it's just a summer little summer cottage, yeah.
And you had to, how big was this pontoon?
Probably roughly it could fit about maybe six or seven people on it, so it's not a small pontoon.
And then you had to load it up and take it in. Wow. Interesting. See, it's these construction conversations. This is the core of what I love to do. All righty, we've got Rebecca here from the good folks at Perfect Square. Rebecca, if people want to learn more about what you folks do and where they can find all of that information, where can they go?
Yeah, they can go to www.perfectlysq.net. They can also view us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook is just PSQ Exteriors. Mm-hmm. They'll find me on there. They'll also find videos from us. Mm-hmm. Or they can also stop right on down in here today at Central Park and come see us.
Central Park. Place. All right. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Rebecca from Perfectly Square. She took a pontoon. She took a pontoon to work on a house. So there you go. There you go. I find that fascinating. That's an interesting thing. Okay. 315, 92.1 WGHN. We are going to be here for about another 45 minutes, and then we will wrap up the WGHN Everything Expo. But we thank you so much for coming out. You still have time. Come on out and say hello. All the vendors are still here. And we'll be back with more in just a moment.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.